Charlie Mackesy, the author and illustrator of this book. You started at the beginning, which is impressive. I usually start in the middle and never read instructions. It's surprising that I've made a book because I'm not good at reading them. The truth is, I need pictures. They are like islands, places to get to in a sea of words. This book is for everyone, whether you are 80 or 8. I feel like I'm both sometimes. I'd like it to be one you can dip into anywhere, anytime. Start in the middle if you like, scribble on it, crease the corners, and leave it well thumbed. The drawings are mainly of a boy, a mole, a fox, and a horse. I'll tell you a little bit about them, although I'm sure you'll see things here that I don't, so I'll be quick. The boy is lonely when the mole first surfaces. They spend time together gazing into the wild. I think the wild is a bit like life, frightening sometimes, but beautiful. In their wanderings, they meet the fox. It's never going to be easy meeting a fox if you're a mole. The boy is full of questions. The mole is greedy for cake. The fox is mainly silent and wary because he's been hurt by life. The horse is the biggest thing they've ever encountered and also the gentlest. They are all different, like us. And each has their own weaknesses. I can see myself in all four of them. Perhaps you can too. Their adventures happen in springtime, where one moment snow is falling and the sun shines the next, which is also a little bit like life. It can turn on a sixpence. I hope this book encourages you, perhaps, to live courageously with more kindness for yourself and for others, and to ask for help when you need it, which is always a brave thing to do. When I was making this book, I often wondered, who am I to be doing this? But as the horse says, the truth is, everyone is winging it. So I say, spread your wings and follow your dreams. This book is one of mine. I hope you enjoy it, and much love to you. Thank you. Snow is falling. Everything is white when the boy first meets the mole.
Hello?
I'm so small.
Yes, but you make a huge difference.
The boy gently puts the mole on a lower branch and climbs up with her. they begin a conversation.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Kind. What do you think success is?
To love. Well, hello.
Do you have a favorite saying?
Yes.
What is it?
If at first you don't succeed, have some cake.
I see. Does it work?
Every time. Just a tiny taste. You a delicious cake.
Did you?
Yes.
Where is it?
I ate it.
Oh.
But I got you another.
Did you? Where is that one?
Oh, the same thing seems to have happened.
The two go back to their branch and chat.
What do you think is the biggest waste of time?
Comparing yourself to others.
I wonder if there's a school of unlearning.
Most of the old moles I know wish they had listened less to their fears and more to their dreams.
The two climb down from the tree and walk for a while. They gaze at the rough terrain.
What's that over there?
It's the wild. But don't fear it. Imagine how we would be if we were less afraid.
Soon, they're back again in their favorite tree. Unaware of who is passing below. They get down and walk on for a while and come upon the fox caught in a snare.
I'm not afraid.
No. If I weren't caught in this snare, I'd kill you.
If you stay in that snare, you will die.
So the mole chewed through the wire with her tiny teeth. Afterwards, they sit together again.
One of our greatest freedoms is how we react to things.
Back in the tree, they watch the fox below them going around and around in the snow. Travel and talk continues.
I I've learned how to be in the present.
How?
I find a quiet spot and shut my eyes and breathe.
That's good. And then?
Then I focus.
What do you focus on?
Cake.
In their travels, they come upon a stream. They gaze into the water.
Isn't it odd? We can only see our outsides, but nearly everything happens on the inside. Be careful not to fall. Oh.
The fox jumps into the cold water. The boy is so grateful to the fox.
So much beauty we need to look after. Being kind to yourself is one of the greatest kindnesses. We often wait for kindness, but being kind to yourself can start now. Often, the hardest person to forgive is yourself.
Sometimes I feel lost.
Me too. But we love you, and love brings you home. I think everyone is just trying to get home.
They meet the horse.
Hello.
Hello. They become inseparable and play together.
Doing nothing with friends is never doing nothing, is it?
No.
I think it's time to gallop. You fell, but I got you. Everyone is a bit scared, but we are less scared together.
What What's the bravest thing you've ever said?
Help.
And when have you been at your strongest?
When I dare to show my weakness. Asking for help isn't giving up. It's refusing to give up.
Sometimes I worry. You all realize I'm ordinary.
Love doesn't need you to be extraordinary.
We all need a reason to keep going. What's yours?
You three.
Getting home.
Cake. I've discovered something better than cake.
No, you haven't.
I have.
What is it?
A hug. It lasts longer.
Nothing beats kindness. It sits quietly beyond all things. Sometimes.
Sometimes what?
Sometimes just getting up and carrying on is brave and magnificent.
In their travels, they come to a lake.
How do they look so together and perfect?
There's a lot of frantic paddling going on beneath.
The greatest illusion is that life should be perfect.
A little note here. As I was writing this, I put my mug down on a piece of paper.
Is it the moon?
It's a teacup stain. And where there's tea, there's cake.
Later that evening, they sit together.
Be curious.
The boy seems troubled.
Life is difficult, but you are loved.
So, you know all about me?
Yes.
And you still love me?
We love you all the more.
Sometimes I think you believe in me more than I do.
You'll catch up.
The fox never really speaks.
No, but isn't it lovely he's with us?
To be honest, I often feel I have nothing interesting to say.
Being honest is always interesting.
They walk on into the evening. Snow begins to fall.
There's something I haven't told you.
What's that?
I can fly. I stopped because it made the other horses jealous.
They sit together and think about this.
Well, we love you, whether you can fly or not.
climb on.
Okay.
Is your glass half empty or half full?
I think I'm grateful to have a glass.
You know, we don't know about tomorrow. All we need to know is that we love each other.
The air changes. They get back on the horse as the storm starts.
When the dark clouds come, keep going. When big things feel out of control, focus on what you love right under your nose. This storm will pass.
Moving along again after the storm. They set off for home.
We have such a long way to go.
Yes, but look how far we've come.
Sometimes I want to say I love you all, but I find it difficult.
Do you?
Yes. So I say something like, I'm glad we are all here.
Okay.
I'm glad we are all here.
We are so glad you are here too.
What's your best discovery?
That I am enough as I am. I've realized why we are here.
For cake?
To love.
And be loved.
Now and again, the boy feels sad.
What do we do when our hearts hurt?
We wrap them in friendship, share tears and time, till they wake hopeful and happy again.
Do you have any other advice?
Don't measure how valuable you are by the way you are treated. And always remember, you matter. You're important, and you are loved, and you bring to this world things no one else can.
Home isn't always a place, is it? Thank you.
At sunrise, they look to the hills.
Sometimes all you hear about is hate. But there's more love in the world than you can possibly imagine.
Well, not the end. Look how far we've come.
Thank you.